Sergeant Ron Bain graduated from Western Washington College, now University, in 1950. Married that year, had four children, and spent 25 years as a teacher and administrator in Anchorage, Alaska. He spends his summers as a drift gillnetter chasing the elusive sockeye salmon. Ed Tipper sums it up with a question. Is it accidental that so many ex-paratroopers from E Company became teachers? Perhaps for some men a period of violence and destruction at one time attracts them to look for something creative as a balance in another part of life. We seem also to have a disproportionate number of builders of houses and other things in the group we see at reunions. Private Bradford Freeman went back to the farm. In 1990, Winters wrote him, saying that he often came south to see Walter Gordon and would like to stop by sometime to see the Freeman's farm. Freeman replied, "It would be a great honor for you to come see us in Mississippi. We have a good shade to sit in the summer and have a good heater for winter. About all that I do is garden and cut hay for cows in summer and feed in winter, fish and hunt the rest of the time. We have the Tom Big B waterway close, and I watch the barges go up and down the river, sending you a picture of the house and cows. I have a good place on the front porch to sit. Here's hoping that you will come down sometime." Winters did. They had a good visit. He asked Freeman to write an account of what he did after the war for this book. Freeman concluded, "What I wrote don't look like much, but I have had a real good time and wouldn't trade with no one." Major Richard Winters also wrote an account of his life after the war. On separation from the service on November 29, 1945, Lewis Nixon invited me to come to New York City and meet his parents. His father offered me a job, and I became personnel manager for the Nixon Nitration Works, Nixon, New Jersey. While working, I took advantage of the GI Bill and took courses in business and personnel management at Rutgers University. In 1950, I was promoted to general manager of Nixon Nitration Works. I married Ethel Estapi in 1948. We have two children. Tim has an M.A. in English from Penn State and Jill a B.A. from Albright College. I was recalled to the Army for the Korean War. At Fort Dix, New Jersey, I was put on the staff as regimental plans and training officer. After discharge, I returned to Pennsylvania to farm and to sell animal health products and vitamin premixes to the feed companies. In 1951, I bought a farm along the foothills of the Blue Mountain, 7 miles east of Indiantown Gap. That's where I find that peace and quiet that I promised myself on D-Day.